USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Federal health officials are asking the White House to push back the start of a planned COVID-19 booster campaign, at least for the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. President Biden is in New Orleans, where he will assess the devastating impact of Hurricane Ida. His trip will include a briefing from local leaders. The president will also visit affected neighborhoods in La Paz before getting an aerial tour of other hard-hit regions of the city. He will end the day by holding a private meeting with community leaders in New Orleans. Before heading off to New Orleans, the president tried to put a positive spin on the latest monthly jobs report.
What we're seeing is an economic recovery that's durable and strong. The Biden plan is working.
The economy adding 235,000 jobs last month, well below expectations. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
More than two dozen Senate Republicans are pressing President Biden to release the number of Americans, green card holders, and visa applicants stranded in Afghanistan. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton is leading that charge of senators. He tells Fox News how the United States could evacuate those Americans still in Afghanistan.
All it would take is for the United States government to tell the third-party nations where those flights are ready to fly, to let them fly there, that we support that decision, and we'll help you once our fellow citizens, once our green card holders, once those with valid visas get to your country, get back to the United States.
Former President Trump is endorsing Herschel Walker in Georgia's U.S. Senate race. He officially backed the former Georgia Bulldog on Thursday, saying Walker embodies America first. Walker is looking to defeat Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As President Biden visits Louisiana, many people are still without power.
Power outages continued in Louisiana and Mississippi for hundreds of thousands of people, many days after Hurricane Ida roared through the region. Thursday, outage tracker PowerOutage.us showed about 34,000 customers in Mississippi were without power, and more than 904,000 in Louisiana were left in the dark. Entergy Louisiana CEO Philip May said power would be restored to most customers in the greater Baton Rouge area by September 8th. It should be noted Louisiana faces a critical shortage of fuel that's hampering recovery efforts, and the recovery process is expected to be quite a lengthy one. Governor John Bel Edwards said gas station outages are mounting in Louisiana's two biggest cities, with a staggering 68.5% of gas stations in Baton Rouge and 64.7% in New Orleans out of gas. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An Oregon McDonald's is now attempting to hire 14 and 15-year-olds to work due to staffing issues, according to the manager and operator. Heather Coleman, operator of the McDonald's in Medford, saying raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour at the restaurant didn't attract many new applicants. When the hiring age was lowered to 15, about 25 applicants came in 2 weeks, she said. Coleman adding they have great drive and work ethic. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.